United Nations peacekeepers are called in to protect some of the world's most vulnerable populations, civilians caught up in war. But in recent years, there's been a series of accusations that the UN forces have been sexually abusing the very women and children they've been sent in to protect. The United Nations says it has a zero-tolerance policy, but critics say that's a policy on paper only, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon was unusually emotional this week when he spoke about the latest allegations that a 12-year-old girl was raped and a 16-year-old boy and his father killed in operations led by African peacekeepers in Central African Republic.
I cannot put into words how anguished and ashamed I am by recurrent reports over the years of sexual exploitation and abuse by UN forces.
He forced the head of the UN mission in Central African Republic to resign and summon leaders of all UN peacekeeping operations to a video conference today. Bonn spokesman Stéphane Dujarric describes the Secretary General's message this way.
He stressed that zero tolerance means zero complacency and zero impunity, and that when allegations are substantiated, all personnel, whether military, police, or civilians, must be held accountable.
Activists call this a good start, but Paula Donovan of AIDS Free World says it's not enough just to fire the head of the UN mission in CAR.
He should also be calling for the resignation of the force commander. That's the person who's in charge of all the military operations in the peacekeeping mission in the Central African Republic. And that should happen after any allegation of sexual exploitation or abuse in any peacekeeping country, because this is a system-wide problem.
Her organization helped expose allegations that French troops abused young boys in Bangui in the early days of the conflict there. And Donovan says the UN sat on the information until it was leaked to the media. And this is typical, she says. The UN moves too slowly, whether in CAR or in Liberia or Haiti.
The average investigation by the UN takes 18 months. So, of course, by that time, especially in a case of rape, the evidence has disappeared. The victims have been threatened. The witnesses have all been intimidated. And it's impossible to move forward. And the UN simply stamps it unsubstantiated, not enough evidence to move forward.
It is up to troop contributing countries to hold to account any peacekeeper who might be involved in such crimes, but the UN needs those countries to keep supplying troops as demands keep rising for peacekeeping operations. And that points to a broader problem, says Stuart Patrick of the Council on Foreign Relations.
As it currently stands, you have the wealthy donor countries, including the United States, putting in a lot of money for peacekeeping, but the actual troop contributing countries tend to be from the developing world. And their training standards are, to put it mildly, uneven, and their discipline as well.
Patrick says the U.S. could help countries investigate and follow up on allegations against their personnel. And President Obama could keep the spotlight on this issue at a special meeting on peacekeeping on the sidelines of the U.N. General Assembly next month.
That is going to be an opportunity for him to really make this issue one that is front and center so that it no longer is something that is simply the subject of noble words, but doesn't result in any real action.
Patrick says there finally seems to be some momentum to try to resolve a problem that's been around for decades. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.